Chapter 5. Now the English army is marching to Scotland. Malcolm is leading the army, and Macduff is with him too. On the way, many young Scottish men join the English army because they hate Macbeth. Meanwhile, outside Macbeth's castle, a group of Scottish lords are talking about the English army and Malcolm. One of these lords is Angus. The English army will stop at the forest near Macbeth's castle, and we will meet them there. They will attack the castle when they are ready, Angus tells the other lords. All the lords agree to join Malcolm's army and to fight against Macbeth's soldiers. They want to win the battle and make Malcolm the new king. Then Angus shouts to the lords, "Let's go to the forest then. Come on." At about the same time, Macbeth is in his castle in Dunsinane. He is preparing his soldiers for the battle. He is also preparing the castle for Malcolm's attack. His soldiers are just following his orders. They hate Macbeth, and they think he's crazy. Macbeth's spies give him news about the English army every day. Macbeth isn't worried because he remembers his visit to the witch's cave. He thinks about the bloody baby's words. "No mother's son can hurt you." He really believes these words. Now a servant comes to Macbeth's room in the castle and says, "The English army is approaching the castle, my lord, with more than 10,000 soldiers." "I am not afraid. This castle is very strong, and Malcolm is a woman's son, so he can't hurt me," Macbeth says to himself. And to the servant he angrily says, "Get out now, and don't be a coward. We are brave and strong. We will defeat the enemy." Now Macbeth is alone in the room and begins to think, "My people and my men respect me because I am their king. They follow my orders because they are afraid of me. They don't really love me. My friends honour me with their words, but not with their hearts. They are not loyal to me. They will leave me and join Malcolm." Then one of Macbeth's spies enters the room. He looks very worried and scared. He says, "The enemy is very near our castle, my lord." "We will fight with them. I will fight too," Macbeth says, and shouts to the servants, "Bring my armour." Then he turns to the spy. "Some people in the country are spreading fear. Search the whole country for those men and hang them." At that moment, the doctor comes from Lady Macbeth's room in the castle. "The queen can't sleep, my lord. She is still speaking and saying strange things," he tells Macbeth. "She must recover at once. Give her some medicine and cure her," Macbeth orders him. "I am afraid I can't help her, my lord. She cannot forget about the past. She feels guilty about something in the past." Macbeth doesn't pay attention to the doctor's words. "Do you have any drugs for pushing the English army out of Scotland?" he asks the doctor. Afterwards, he calls the head of his army and says, "Make your soldiers ready for a battle. The English army is going to attack the castle very soon. We will fight until the forest walks to the castle. Come on, be quick." Malcolm's army is now in front of the forest near Macbeth's castle. They are ready for battle. Macduff, Angus, Ross, and other lords and noblemen are among the soldiers too. "We will march through the forest and attack Macbeth's castle," says Malcolm to the soldiers. But Macbeth's soldiers can see us when we come out of the forest, so everyone must cut a branch from a tree and carry it in front of him. That way, Macbeth's soldiers will not see us. At the same time, Macbeth and the others in the castle hear women crying in one of the rooms. A servant comes running and gives Macbeth the sad news. "The queen is dead, my lord," he says.
"My wife? Oh, no!" cries out Macbeth.
He feels very sad and lonely. "Every day we are getting closer to death. Life is nothing more than a dream. It is like a tale, but a foolish person is telling this story." Suddenly, a messenger arrives. He is in panic and says,
"My lord, a very strange thing is happening. The forest is moving. It is coming this way."
"That can't be true. You are lying," shouts Macbeth at the messenger angrily.
"If it is not true, punish me, my lord. But it is true. The trees are coming towards the castle. You can see this from the window."
"If you are lying to me, I will hang you alive from the nearest tree, and you will hang there until you die," Macbeth warns the messenger. Then he thinks of the words of the baby in the witch's cave. "I will die when the forest marches to my castle." And now it is happening. "Should I stay inside the castle, or should I go out there and fight?" Macbeth asks himself. "I know they will kill me. It doesn't matter, because I don't want to live. But I prefer to die in my armour." So he decides to fight against Malcolm's soldiers. Finally, the English army arrives, with Malcolm as the leader. All the soldiers are carrying branches. There is a drummer and a flag in front of the army. "We are very close to the castle now. Throw down the branches and draw your swords," Malcolm orders his soldiers. His army attacks the castle, and the battle begins. Some of Macbeth's soldiers don't want to fight for Macbeth. They join Malcolm's army. But Macbeth fights bravely. He kills many enemy soldiers. Macduff is on the battlefield too, but he does not fight. He wants to find and kill Macbeth, the murderer of his wife and children. It is a bloody and violent battle. Many of Macbeth's soldiers are dead. The others run away. Finally, Malcolm's soldiers enter the castle, and Malcolm himself walks into the castle too. He is proud and happy. The battle is almost finished. Now, Macbeth is fighting alone, and he is very scared. "I don't have an army anymore. I am trapped here. I can't run away. I must fight. I am not afraid of anything. I am afraid of only the man with no mother," he says to himself. Just then, he hears someone shouting, "Macbeth!" in a loud and angry voice. He turns around and sees Macduff standing behind him. Macbeth remembers his visit to the witch's cave again and the words, "Macduff will hurt you. Be careful." "Go away, Macduff. I am guilty for the killings of your wife and your children, but I don't want to be your killer."
I have nothing to say to you, Macbeth. My sword will talk to you now, answers Macduff. And the two men begin to fight. Macduff tries to stab Macbeth with his sword several times, but each time Macbeth stops him. He is very quick and strong. Finally, he laughs and says, "Don't fight with me, Macduff. Do not waste your time. The witches know my future. No mother's son can hurt me." "The witches are probably right, Macbeth," says Macduff. "I don't have a mother. I come from a dead woman's body. So, stop fighting with me." Macbeth is startled to hear this. Now he feels angry at the witches and afraid. But he shouts at Macduff, "I will fight to the end. One of us will die." And they continue fighting. Macduff comes inside the castle. Malcolm and the lords are waiting for him. Some soldiers, Ross and Angus, are standing next to him. The other lords and noblemen are around him. Macduff is carrying Macbeth's head in his hands, covered in blood. "Hail, King!" he says loudly to Malcolm. "You are the king now. Look, here I have Macbeth's evil head. We are free from him. Scotland is a free country again. All the noblemen are around you, and they're thinking the same thing as I do." Then he speaks to the noblemen. "Join me in this happiness. Hail, King of Scotland!" And everyone shouts, "Hail, King Malcolm, son of King Duncan, the new King of Scotland." "So, I thank you all. I invite all of you to come to my crowning ceremony at the palace in Scone," Malcolm shouts happily.